Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, to be honest, I have mixed feelings about the Vikings signing Randy Moss, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, I got no feelings about it.
You know, we dealt with this once, and here we go again, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyhow, so new album is out this week.
New album is out, thank God. It's been about 2 years or so since our last album, and so we've been anxiously awaiting this day, and so we got word last October that it was time to write, and Jason and I literally dove in head first and wrote about 100 songs collectively together for this album.
100 songs?
And then, yeah, I mean, like, we went nuts. It's a little bit crazy. And then that's not including the 100-plus songs that came from the outside, and so needless to say, the songwriting process was a bit hectic, and actually the album got pushed back a few months because it was supposed to be released, I think, May or June. But, I mean, there's so many songs coming in, it was like, whoa. So finally, we got it nailed down. It's called Today, and it came out yesterday, thank God. And so we're giddy, literally. We were feeling anxiety over the last couple of days just because we're so nervous about the release, but now we're just giddy like little schoolgirls.
So we started playing the song, Where I Wanna Go. What is that song about?
Well, the song literally was the last song that came into the pile, and it's a song that just talks about heaven. And, you know, and we use that song to encourage people to, you know, like the people from Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith. They were so heaven-minded, the frustrations, and, you know, all the things they were being faced with, you know, just didn't even matter because they were so heaven-minded, so focused on going to that kingdom that they didn't care what happened. You know, it says they were being sawed in half, being persecuted, being stoned, and still they just gave their lives fully to the Lord. And so we just want to use the song as a, you know, don't let the hard times, you know, get you down. Like, be so focused on heaven that even the good and the bad times don't even compare it to the glory that we're going to have in heaven one day.
Amen. Hey, back in 2009, you guys had kind of an out-of-this-world experience with NASA. You want to tell us about that?
I wish I could have actually experienced it with whoever, but yeah, we were actually traveling on the road, and then someone, you know, called and said, "Hey, I heard you're on Fox News." And we're like, "Oh, cool, really? Were we?" We didn't know, and the astronauts had woke up to their first morning or night, whatever they call it in space, woke up to there is a God. We're like, wow, that's pretty awesome. So apparently the guy, the guy in charge up there, he's a Christian, and he's a big fan of 33 Miles, and so, yeah, he wanted to do There is a God, so that was it. So we're thankful for the opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, what an honor for you guys, but it just gives me literally goosebumps, Chris, to think about, you know, seeing the Earth from outer space and hearing there is a God.
Well, yeah, you know, I can't even imagine what that sight looks like, and to actually think, you know, because the words of that song really, you know, really is all about that. It was written by a friend of ours, Sam Mizell, and he's just an amazing writer and has such a way with words. And so I can't even imagine, like, listening to that song and sitting there and looking at, you know, the sun and the distance and the moon and being around stars. I just can't even imagine.
Hey, what does 33 Miles stand for?
33 Miles is the 33 years that Jesus lived, and we broke down his life into miles to paint a picture of how he walked out, like, every step in obedience to the Father. And so we use that, you know, just, you know, as a challenge to ourselves and to the church to make the most of the opportunities that we're given. You know, we're so focused on, you know, the big picture of life so many times that we really focus on the steps we're taking right now. And so we just, yeah, wanted it to be a challenge to make the most of your steps right now.
Well, hey, I really appreciate you guys and what you do. How can we best pray for you?
Man, you know what? We're just, like I said, we're giddy and we're nervous, and we honestly want to see our audience grow and our just the ministry of 33 Miles grow, and so just, you know, just that God would just would bless us and multiply our influence, and that He would really use us, because we really feel like we're just, you know, like in Corinthians, we're just kind of a crashing cymbal if we're not ministering and helping people. So really, just pray that God will use us, because we don't want to just be about music.
Amen. All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate the time, and God bless you, and thanks for giving us Where I Want to Go.
Hey, awesome. Thank you also. We appreciate the time.
All right. Well, God bless you. Have a good day.
You too.
And go Vikings.
Yeah, bye.